It was supposed to stop my video. Hi.
Hello. How's everybody?
Hello.
Alive and kicking.
You guys are frozen in time. I don't see anybody moving but me.
I'm way cuter in the picture on the screen right now.
Yeah, but look at Tom.
I'm happier in mine.
We're doing great.
Oh my goodness. You guys.
That was in Kihei.
Kihei?
Yep.
Maui. All right. Well, here, I'll give you a nice, here's the Big Island.
That's one you had before, yeah.
That's
yep.
Pretty nice.
That's right at Mauna Kea.
Yeah, this was in a bar I used to hang out in for like 8 years in the 80s.
You were shot there for 8 years?
When I lived over there, this was the restaurant. We had a place downstairs, and this was upstairs. And so every night was in here. So, and we play liar's poker. You know what liar's poker is?
Mm-mm.
With the dollar bills?
No.
You never heard of that one. You used the serial numbers.
Oh.
And the winner gets to keep all the bets, and you just, the owner of the place would bring out all his tills and dump them in the middle of the table. And then you'd draw your bills.
Huh. I've never heard of it.
Your numbers and everybody else's numbers. I'll have to show you sometime. It's a good game.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
And then you call them a liar. When you call them a liar, then they got to come up with all those numbers. And if they lose, they got to pay everybody the dollar. If you lose, you got to pay everybody the dollar. So,
uh-huh.
Or $5 or $10, whatever you're playing for.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Ken. Hello, office. Hello, Dana.
Hello.
Ken's here?
I'm here.
There he is.
We're almost ready then. Terry, what time do you have? 6:59 yet? What time do you have?
I got 7 o'clock, sir.
7 o'clock. Okay. Hey, 7 o'clock witching hour. Yep. Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I'm going to call the North Bonneville City Council meeting for March 23rd, 2021 to order. It is 7 o'clock, and I'll ask you to call the roll, please.
I know Councillor Afton is absent today. Councillor Randall?
He's also, not here yet.
Also absent. Councillor Norris?
Here.
Councillor Lee? Not here yet. And Councillor Hall.
Here.
Okay.
Not a quorum.
Okay, so we don't have a quorum. Okay. We're not voting on anything tonight, but.
Give it 5 minutes.
I haven't heard. Pardon me?
Give it a few minutes.
Yeah, we could. We have to. We can't vote on any of the bills or anything. We have to wait on that too. So let's just hang tight for maybe a few minutes, a couple minutes.
I can do the attorney's report.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Nothing to report.
All right. Well, that was quick. Thank you for that. Okay.
You can do guest comments, and you could do the public comment, and you could do.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Let's start with public comments.
Nobody is raising their hand virtually.
I don't have a comment.
Okay, Dana. Well, thank you. So we'll go to council. A couple council member. Anybody got a comment, council member?
No, I don't.
No. Richard.
I thought they did a nice job patching the or fixing the water leak on East Cascade and patching up the road. So.
Excellent. Yeah. They had two patches today. They did that one, and then We had a patch where we had to dig out one of the sewer lines on Far West, so they patched that today also. So.
Okay.
I just texted Margie.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
For me?
I said I just texted Margie. Is that who you didn't hear from?
Yeah. Yeah, we have is Margie in?
No. I just texted her.
There she is. Here she comes.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Margie's here.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Let the record show that Margie Lee is present at 7:02. Okay, now we have a quorum.
Right.
We can go forward. Yay. All right, we're gonna move this right along. Agenda changes and additions. All right, we need to excuse John. He's asked to be excused. He's back to deal with his mother's death. He went home, so we'll put that under the last thing under new business. Anything else? Hearing none, we'll move on. No public hearings. We'll move to consent agenda, and that's approval of the March 9th meeting minutes and approval of the March 2nd half vouchers in the sum of $17,799.82. You got a motion?
I make a motion to approve the March 9th meeting minutes and approval of the March 2nd half vouchers of $17,799.82.
Thank you, Terry. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
All right, Richard, thank you. Any questions, comments otherwise? Hearing none. Dee, would you call the vote, please?
Mr. Norris?
Yes.
Councillor Lee?
Yes.
Councillor Hall?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. So we'll jump down to we'll jump down to mayor's comments. Just one quick thing: we received our flight pump mounting hardware, which usually comes a week or two before we get the pump. So it looks like it's on it's moving along. So we did get the hardware, the mounting hardware, and that came in last Friday. So we should be getting our pump anytime. And that's all I've got to report right now. All right, we'll move forward. City attorney, Chief Administrative Officer's report. She's going to talk about the CDBG grant for lift station number 2, or actually number 2, yes, update. Go ahead, Dee.
Sure. The CDBG grant is a community development block grant. It can be used for several things. This specifically we're going to attempt to use for the lift station 2 update replacement, which is quite costly. What were we saying, upwards of 25 grand or something, more than that for that. That's just one pump. So there's quite a bit of money to be had, and they're very specific and they want a lot of documentation. So Tom and Brian Hendrickson and myself and the mayor are going to collaborate as much info as we can and submit a real strong application to try to get this lift station taken care of. It's way, way overdue. And then Kevin at the EDC, this is exactly what we were going to be going for. So I'll have him up and on board too to help us gather what we need and make it super strong. So look for that. The application's due, I believe, May 13th. So I mean, it'll be a while till we hear anything back, but I'm really hopeful for this, and I believe we do qualify. And that is the end of my report.
Well, thank you for that, Dee. Mm-hmm. All right, so move on. City attorney had nothing to say, so that's good. Unfinished business, COVID-19 update, Councillor Acton, he's not here, and I apologize. I didn't even look. So I know that was the county's doing pretty good. So we'll let him catch up with us on that the next meeting. Then now we move on to continued discussion for sale of city CBD lot number 40. Does anybody want to? We had time to think about it. Do we have any other thoughts?
I say sell it, but what about the people that wanted to buy this property to develop it, or would there be any repercussions from that?
So Terry's asking, I don't know if anybody can hear, I'm sorry about the phone. He's asking if he's interested in selling it, Terry says, but he is concerned that there might be some repercussions on the people that had wanted to, were interested, and we told them no on the last piece of property.
At this time.
So, the same people.
Oh, it is?
Yes, same people.
Oh.
So here's the thing, is if council was interested in there's no hurry to sell it or to buy it, or according to who's talking. So if we go to sell it, we'd really need to get a hold of a realtor or somebody to come and appraise it, to do a formal appraisal for us. And then maybe because we're surplus in it, it would be a surplus. After we get an appraisal, we might even put it out for you know, a minimum of whatever appraisal, see if somebody, and put it out for bid.
Well, I think personally it is an issue for them. They bought that piece of property behind it, and it's really nothing can be done with it. So I'm thinking, why not just let them have it?
Okay. Did you hear that, Deanna? Did you hear Terry?
Vaguely.
Okay. So basically, what Terry is saying is that property is kind of landlocked. There's not much that can be done with it. That's a small piece of property. It's not, and his thinking is to maybe consider selling it. Any other discussion on that?
Yes, I think that you have to consider, if we're interested in selling any of the properties, we really should have some idea of what their value is at this time. So perhaps not just getting some valuation of that particular piece of property, but also have some idea in terms of going forward to determine some of the value of the other pieces that are available. And, I don't know what negative impact there might be, I'm sure codes and everything else would constrain people to put something there that was appropriate. I don't have any objection to developing that area. I would be for the getting a valuation of it and presenting it, to the people to buy it. But I'd also like to have some idea of some of the remaining properties as well, because perhaps when somebody sees some construction going there, it's going to generate some interest in other parts of the our area. And rather than, having to start the whole process over again, to have something kind of already, on the books in terms of what the value is of the properties, and kind of shorten up the timetable as far as us making decisions, whether or not we want to offer properties, pieces of property for sale.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I think that...
this is Terry.
I think that finding out what the other property, we've already talked about waiting. They wanted to buy the main pieces of property around the CBD that were buildable and to do something with, but we elected to wait, and because the property values are going up, and this piece of property that they want is. Basically, Tom Germain backed me up on this. It's nothing really can be done with it, and it kind of would increase their whatever they wanted to do, give them just a little bit more room to do it. But by getting someone to assess all the values of the property around here, when the values are continuing to rise, it could be a year down the road before. We decide to sell any of it, if we do at all, because I think just assessment on that one piece of property would be valuable to know, but to waste the money to find out what the other property is worth. I don't know. She might just throw the person might just throw it in, but I don't know, and probably not. But I'm just saying that, you know, the value is going to change, and we'll just have to have another assessment.
Pardon me, boss. Tom Germain has his hand up.
Excuse me?
Tom Germain has his hand up when you're ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I think Ken can back me up. I think we don't know what somebody's motivation is, but whatever process we do should very much be open, and anybody in the public has the right to go for it so that you get either competitive or it's a fair sale, whatever you do. It has to show that it's open and fair.
Right.
Yeah, but Tom, what do you think about them asking is that property, there's really nothing anybody can do with it, and it's in front of their property, right?
Oh, they can still do the same thing any of the other lots can do. They can build 2-story, 3-story. That's what I mean. We don't know the motivation of any one buyer. You can't assume that everybody's going to do the same thing, you know.
Well, is that our responsibility or?
No, I mean, no, they got to work within the code the same as anybody else. And part of their due diligence would be to check whatever the code is.
Right. So that little piece of property that they want to buy, that's, they just don't want anybody to set up in front of them, but it's still doable for just about anything, huh?
Yeah, but I would think they would be more motivated because it would make their lot more usable. But that just makes it more sellable to one than maybe somebody else, you know. But there again, that's not our call. That the market will do that for us.
Right.
Yeah, the main thing is you establish the market value and they use what's considered a commercially reasonable sale, which it can be a private sale, it can be a public sale, but you really need to establish the market value through an appraisal first. If you sell for anything less than the appraisal, you have to be able to establish why. And that's more easily established through a public sale, through a bidding process. So that way you can establish for the auditor, if you get something less than the appraised value, that you went to an effort to establish the real market value by a, you know, advertisement and sale.
Then would you suggest, Ken, it makes, at least for out of pocket, since we only got one potential buyer, that maybe only appraise the one, not the out of pocket bunch, just to see if we're even in the market for what it's worth?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on what the appraiser can come up with for comps. I mean, in your town, that's going to be a little tough how they're going to come up with good comps for the sale. Once you establish a sale price for one, and if the properties are fairly similar, then you can probably get a ballpark on value just based upon square footage of the other lots, you know, if they're similar in location and amenities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what do you think, counselors?
How would we go about engaging a person to give us an estimate of the value of that?
Well, we have local people that we could call to do that for us.
But I mean, would we just go to, you know, a local realtor and say, come out and give us a price? Or do we have a process where, you know, we put it out to, you know, to bid to 3 real estate outfits to, you know, to give us a price so that we know what it's going to cost us beforehand?
Well, ideally, you get a fee appraisal. If you go to a realtor and get a CMA, comparative market analysis, It's a little bit of a crapshoot whether the auditor would accept that. You know, if it's a well-documented CMA with good, fresh comps, then they probably wouldn't give you a lot of trouble over it. But if it looks a little slipshod, then you're asking for a finding.
Yeah, I've done one, a competitive one, but for the last 2 years, and there's been 7 lots. But I still would be more comfortable having an appraiser do it. You know, isn't that much money to see if what my competitive one is compared to what they do for a real, real comp, you know?
And we could have that paid for by the people to buy it also, I think. And I think we need to move ahead and get it appraised. Because there's a party interested.
I don't think it's that much to have something appraised. And if you only did one, that'll give you an idea. Are we in the ballpark? Are we in the market on any other ones besides maybe?
Right.
Yeah, the appraisal is not going to be a lot of money. I mean, it might come in where you don't where you don't want to sell it. You might not want to sell it. You know, it might at this time. Who knows?
Yeah. But we have an interested party, and I think we need to move ahead and get an appraisal, find out what it's worth.
I agree.
Also agree. You agree? Okay, Margie.
Yes.
Yes, you agree? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, then why don't we get it appraised? And then we can continue to talk about it. It might not be, it's not gonna hurt to at least know what that's worth and what the property is worth around here right now.
Right.
Okay. So shall I do that? Shall you instruct me to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Margie, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do that. I'll try to get it done before the next meeting. I'll schedule it, get it done. If I'm sure that it could be done. If there's any issue, I'll let you know. But there's no reason it shouldn't be done. So I'll bring back some more information next meeting on it. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Just so you know, it may not be that quick. The appraisers are pretty backed up here in the gorge. So it's possible it might take a little longer, but, you know, just warning you.
Well, thank you for that warning. Yes, I agree. Well, we'll see what we can do. And if we don't, well, there's not a big hurry on this on either side. So we might as well just take our time and do it right. So we'll just, I'll get it in motion and I'll report to you by the next meeting where we're at with it. Fair enough?
Good.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving on to new business. So discussion of replanting of trees in the park area. So we lost a lot of trees over the last few years. We're losing a lot of trees because of storm damage and whatever. So we want to replace some trees, replant some trees, and get the community involved in this in some form. Whether they adopt a tree or whatever, but in some form. Now, our park area here is, Tom can speak on that, is a savanna for these white oak out here. So we have to stay within the white oak in this area here. In other areas, we can go with trees that are not oak, but we want to get a tree that if we put it somewhere else that, and I had Brian looking into us, our public works guy, that the root systems aren't invasive, that they grow down and they don't grow out where they ruin our streets and our curbs. And he brought to me a list of different trees that would work. So my point is, to talk to you about this, is we're putting together something the fire department wants to get involved in planting some trees. And so we're putting together something to bring to council with just that in mind, something that the community get involved in, maybe adopt a tree. We'll get some trees. We can get them from conservatories. We can get the Oregon white oaks to replant out here, or the white oaks that we have here. And we can get other trees in other places because they are pushing to replant trees. So we just wanted to run it by council to see if you were receptive to us, the fact of maybe starting to replant a few trees around.
I like the idea.
Are we talking about saplings that they're going to put in the ground? And are we talking about something that's more substantial?
No, they'll be small. They'll be small, Richard, small saplings. They'll just be small ones.
They'll grow big.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I did talk to Pat, and Pat and Norm have been working on the acorns that have already sprouted, and they're already got starters for the oaks. So, and it's the park lot and what they call the school lot, that all basically where the disc golf course is all been identified as an oak savanna. So it's we should be trying to replant them to replace the ones we're losing, because it is a rare habitat. So,
and there's, yeah, that's a good point, Tom. And there's very few of these white oak savannas left in Washington. We have one here. So the conservatories are very, very, we would get first. They want to see these maintained, and they want to see them. So they're interested.
And the other thing is on that, Brian and everybody, that the park and the school lot is some of the only property in the new part of town, this original soil. So it's got the sandy soil that the oaks like.
Right.
And so if you tried to plant oaks on parcel 2 or C or something, they wouldn't make it anyway, because the soil's not good. So that's why they just can't compete with the fir, and the fir are out competing them, and that's what's happening to the oak. So
What about maintaining them? Would this be something that would require extra water, or just attention from our crews?
No, what you do is they don't want it. Like one, I've got them here too. You just leave them alone, but you put wire around them or something so that they don't run over them with the lawnmower. But once they get going, they do just fine. And that's the plus with planting ones that are from our area. They're used to our rainfall, they're used to our soils, they're used to everything. And so it's not a shock to the tree if you plant something that's from the area that the sapling's from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So are we interested in the council, interested in us going forward and maybe doing a presentation next meeting? And I'll have Pat of the fire department's involved in it. They wanna refurbish this trail that's just off of what would you call that trail? I don't even know what the name of that trail.
Was gonna be the Strawberry Island Trail once upon a time.
But. Yeah, and it was just kind of left to go. No, it's on off Garrison.
It was parcel C, what they call parcel C.
But the neat thing about that is that if you walk up that, what's left of that little trail, and you get to the top of that up there, you can see every mountain around. You can see every butte around. I mean, it's really cool up there. And there's some old benches up there that they've been, but there's a little pond up there. So they want to clean it up and make it to, make it to where there's Oregon grape growing up there. But they want to open it up so people can, because it takes you right back down into the, over into the port area, over not the port area, but over in the core area over by the river. It's really a pretty piece. It's just a trail was cut in there years ago, and it's not been maintained. And so, not many people go up there, and it's really pretty. So the fire department would like to donate time to open it up and make that trail, beautify that trail again, maybe put some benches up back up on top of that where it goes up over the top, clean up that area back there so that we have a nice, another trail to point people to.
It's kind of got the same views that Strawberry Island has, but the core owns Strawberry Island. We own this one.
Yeah, it's a really nice piece. It really is. Mm-hmm. Really, real prettier back in there. So I think if it's, with your approval, what we'll do is I'll bring back Pat and we'll give you a better presentation on what we're thinking on with the replanting and trees. I just wanted to put it to you today to see if that's something that you're interested in. I think we need to do it.
Yes.
To put back some of the trees that we've lost, keep it the park setting that we have?
Yes.
How about the other councilors?
I'm in agreement.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. Thank you both. Then I'll put something together maybe the next meeting, and Pat can kind of, we can talk a little bit further on what we're thinking, okay?
Thank you.
Moving on, discussion concerning Gores Day scheduling for 2021. Of course, we have, it's late in the year. We don't have a lot of time to do anything. We could put together a car show. Now, yesterday we went into phase three, which allows for 400 people outdoor activities of 400 people. So we could do something like the car show. I really, really would like this is the end of my term this year. And the one thing that we didn't accomplish that I wanted to was to rebuild our playground or to refurbish our playground. And it takes money. So the association, fire association, said if we could put together a car show with your approval, we would use proceeds to help with the playground too. So, but I think it's important that we start safely by the guidelines, but we start opening up the community again, so that people can get together and, you know, under the guidelines, but get together and start doing the things that we enjoy in the summertime. So, would you be, if we did it based on the regulations and the rules and whatever, would you be opposed to us putting together a car show?
Whatever you want to do.
What do you think, Jeremy?
I'm so. This whole COVID thing burned me out. It's been two friggin' years.
1 year, yeah. One.
Well,
last March.
1.5.
Well, one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
Cabin fever?
I don't get cabin fever. I hate to say it, but I'm old and stuck in my ways, and I like my freedom, and I'm ornery, and I just am so burned out over this whole thing that it's hard for me to get motivated. You can't even eat a hot dog without, how do you eat a hot dog with a scarf, you know? And I know you can pull it down and take a bite and pull it back up. I'm just, let them have it. If you can do it, I think do it. But I'm tired. Tired. All right, that's me, though. Let's hear from other counselors. Come on, Margie, talk to me.
Well, I'm done with this. I've had my first shot. I don't care.
Yeah, Margie's ready for Saturday Night Fever.
There you go.
Well, you know what? I think we're all done with it. I've been done with it a long time, but we have to start somewhere. We got to start to get back to where we used to be, and sitting around isn't going to get us there. So, I mean, if we have to start slow, we start slow, but let's just start.
I agree.
Richard, what do you think?
Yeah. I've really enjoyed the car shows in the past, so I think it'd be great to see it again. And then I know that there are a lot of folks that have, restored vintage cars that would love to have the opportunity to get out and show their vehicles. I was at Costco today getting gas for my car, and a 1970 Olds Cutlass or something came up behind me, beautifully restored, and people were out with their cameras taking pictures of it at the gas pump, I think there's a desire for people to, get back to doing the things that they really enjoyed in the past, and I think that has been really popular for North Bonneville. So, I think it'd good be great point.
But if 401, you won't get in.
No, we'll just have to see who's there counting.
Are you going to stand out at the front gate, Terry, and tell them they can't come in?
Yeah.
The other exciting thing here is this, is too, folks, is, you know, we got baseball back here. After all the years, we got the Little Leagues back here. And they're excited to play, and they're ready. The kids are ready to come out and play. And so now that that's lifted, they're willing to – I know the masks and the social distancing, whatever, but the kids are ready to go. I'm looking forward to that. The soccer wants to come and play in the fall. So I think if we slowly start getting things going, people are start getting out and brushing themselves off.
Yeah, you're right. You've got to start somewhere.
You know, I mean, if we don't start now, we'll never do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can hide in the house all we want, but yeah. So I get. What do you think, counselor? Did you get? You give us a nod on that? What do you say, Richard?
Absolutely.
Margie? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that.
The naysayers that don't want to come, they're not going to come.
Right. And we'll respect people if they want to wear masks, or we'll respect if they're whatever, we'll respect that. But the ones that want to come, they should be respected too. So, okay. Thank you, counselors. We need to start kind of getting our bringing our community back together a little bit, open it up. Great. Okay, thank you. Moving on. We'll move on. And I'll bring you more of an update next meeting also on what we're thinking. Might not be until August, but because of, you know, we usually had them in July, but we're kind of like a little close. But we could get it organized. So, but I'll bring you more information as I learn more. Okay, thank you for that. The last thing on our new business is to excuse John.
I make a motion to excuse John Acton and Travis Randall from the March 23rd, 2021 meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none. D?
Counselor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
Councillor Hall.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you for that. And we'll move to closing public comments.
Christy, no hands.
Yes. I just have the one comment that if you do the car show, I think so many people are with Terry that I think it would be probably very well helped that people would assist, because people want to get back to normal life. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you.
Me too.
I absolutely agree with you. I have more people coming in here daily wanting to get back involved in things. So, I absolutely agree. I think it's a good way. We'll just start. I appreciate that. Any other comments?
I see no other comments.
No more comments?
No.
All right. How about closing council comments?
I have none.
Does anybody want to thank everybody for coming?
I'll thank everyone for coming.
Well, it was more than last today for once too. So we've actually got visitors. Thank you.
Any comments, Richard? Do you want to make any comments other than that?
No, I just appreciate the efforts that our maintenance department is putting in to keeping everything operational. And it's great to see how quickly they get to the important tasks. And so I know that the grass is starting to grow. I could hear it growing today. So I know that that's coming around the corner. So I know they're really going to be busy. But They do a good job.
All right. Thank you, Richard. I'll pass that on to him. We'll be pleased to hear that. Margie, you have anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Oh, Terry has raised his hand. Okay, we'll give Terry one more shot. Go ahead, Terry.
You know, it's still kind of early, but something to think about is fishing season's coming. We're going to have a lot of people coming, moving in and out of this town in the next couple months. So, you know, heads up.
Yep.
I've already noticed them down along the bay.
Yeah.
Good.
Maybe we can even get the cops a little more regular out there when they really start coming in and get some money flowing through this town giving tickets.
Yeah, they gave a few tickets last week.
Yeah, did they?
Yes. Okay. All right. Anything that's good, Terry? You good? All right. Any other business? Here none. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, folks, for coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night. Bye, buddy.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, Deanna. Bye, Deanna.
Bye, Tom. Bye, Dana. Bye, Joy.
Bye.